1320 WILS, great to have you here. So it looks like the White House and House Speaker Ryan may actually agree on one thing, the proposed border adjustment plan, basically taxing U.S. companies on their domestic sales and imports at a 20% rate and completely exempting their exports. This would replace the 35% tax on companies' global income. Let's talk about the impact. Chris Versace with us, Chief Investment Officer at Tematica Group. Author of the book Cocktail Investing, Distilling Everyday Noise into Clear Investment Signals for Better Returns. Chris, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I wonder what your take is in general on the market. Obviously, we're in record territories. How long do you think we're going to keep this up?
Well, I have to tell you, over the last, you know, couple of weeks or so, as the market's grinding higher, I've been getting a little more cautious on the market. I say that because not only are valuations really stretched compared to historical levels, but we've actually started to see earnings expectations get trimmed for the first quarter. That, to me, is not a good recipe. Also, too, some of the most recent data that we've gotten, everything from personal income and personal spending, as well as January durable orders and shipments, mm-hmm. were nowhere near what people are expecting. That tells me that we've got a little bit of a disconnect going for a market that is really, you know, grinding higher on hope and change, which, you know, I'm hopeful too, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but the market still has to contend with an economy that is still stuck in low gear, at least for the near term.
So what is the underlying hope in your view?
Well, my hope is that, you know, Trump can actually undo some of the things that led to a very slow-growing economy under the Obama administration. And, you know, we'll see what happens. We're starting to get some impacts there. Obviously, they released some of the repeal and replace Affordable Care Act last night. Mm-hmm. We've got some other things that are coming, the infrastructure bill, for example. Rebuilding the military. But the other one that I'm most looking forward to is tax reform.
Right. Hey, I'm curious, what is your take on this border adjustment plan? Is this the best way forward?
Well, I think it's a mistake to simply say, let's look at this one little aspect of overall tax reform. Because in order to understand, I think, how it might be beneficial, you need to understand exactly what's going on. So, if we do that and we say, well, you know, President Trump wants to make America great again, he wants to put more people back to work in good-paying jobs, mm-hmm. yet over the last several years we've had companies exiting the United States because of the high tax rate, right? And then we've also seen them kept, you know, billions and billions of dollars outside the U.S. because of high corporate tax rate. So one of the things they need to do is to reform that, and, you know, it's looking like we could get some corporate tax reform, maybe some personal tax reform as well. And that would reduce the corporate income tax from around 35%, one of the highest around the globe, to something more in line with 25%.
Okay. And what do you think about the idea of completely exempting exports, though, in a sense, trying to draw companies into producing here in the U.S.?
Well, I mean, look, if we're trying to stoke the flames of having more companies come to the United States, right, lower corporate tax rate is one way to get there. But we also want them, if you look at the BAT, you want them to be buying inputs here in the United States and, you know, selling not only in the United States, but also selling around the world. That creates more U.S. jobs, mm-hmm. right? So the example I use is if we're Hanes Brands, cotton company, you know, socks, underwear, T-shirts, they could buy cotton here in the United States or they could buy cotton from China. You know, they could sell their products here in the U.S. or sell their products anywhere around the globe. But if they are importing cotton from China, the BAT would say, look, here's a tax on you, pal. You know, and you can easily get around this, right? You just simply have to buy American cotton. And that would force the U.S. to produce more cotton. That's more people, more milling, more American jobs. That's a good thing. So the concern or pushback I've heard is, well, Chris, aren't consumers going to have to pay more? I go, well, maybe on a case-by-case basis, right? Hanes Brands. Mm-hmm. You know, if Hanes Brands is still importing from China and they're going to raise their prices to offset the taxes they're going to have to pay, well, so they'll increase the price of their T-shirts and cotton underpants and all that other stuff. But there's other players out there that consumers can buy from. Or Hanes Brands, again, just an example, can change their purchasing.
Right. Well, that's certainly, and that's, I guess, the goal of the entire plan. Chris Versace with us, Chief Investment Officer at Tematica Group. His book, Cocktail Investing, How patient are the markets for this whole thing to move forward?
Well, you know what? That is a great question, because if you look at the market now, I won't say that it's priced to perfection, but it's priced with, you know, something's got to happen soon. And I think one of the biggest risks that we have to the market outlook, or to hope, if you want to think of it this way, to get a little more simplistic, is time. Because the longer it takes for things to happen, the more people start to question, can it get done? Will it get done? And I think that's why Trump kind of came in, you know, trying to strike very quickly with, you know, Carrier and some other things. Hey, we're fighting for American jobs. And he had the initial salvo on the immigration bill, which, you know, could have been handled a little better, to be honest. Okay. I think hopefully the new one will be a little more in line. So but he was trying to build momentum.
Is this a year window we're looking at, or even less at this point?
The Secretary of Treasury says that they hope to have everything out and in place by August. My position has always been that we would not see any positive bump in the economy, the true Trump bump, if you will, to the economy until late this year. It just tends to be the way it works. It has to work through the system. Now there's, you know, some in late 2017, bigger impact in 2018, and I think the market, stock market, is probably expecting it a little sooner. So that could lead to a little bit of a pullback, you know, between now and, let's call it, you know, spring, as the market has to reset those expectations.
Okay, but you're not pessimistic in the long run, as in even a 2-3-4 year window. You're not concerned about any kind of major drawdown?
Yeah, the only thing I'm concerned about is, and I have two views on this. The first is that this recovery, if you can call it that, is getting pretty long in the tooth by historical standards, okay? But we've also had a Fed that has had interest rates so low, right, that it almost begs the question, did we go through what would have been a modest recession already? We just didn't know it because the Fed had all the juice up, you know, coming out of the tap. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the big question that I'm trying to figure out. But, you know,
as in what? So what does that mean? If that is what happened and somehow we were buffered by the Fed, what does that mean for us moving forward?
Well, what it means is a lot of people are saying that we're, you know, 8-9 years into the expansion, but the current expansion, it's actually off. Because if we actually had the equivalent of a, you know, modest recession, you know, a couple of years ago, it means that this recovery from a sheer number of years perspective probably has several more to go.
In terms of the way the Fed is dealing with things now, what do you want to see the Fed doing in the next year or two?
Well, I do think the Fed has to get interest rates back to more normalized levels. I don't think there's any question on that. The near-term question is the Fed going to hike come, you know, March, which is next week, or are they going to wait till May for their first? Remember, they've targeted 3 rate hikes this year. I think they're more inclined to wait till May. The big reason I say that is we haven't seen anything on the official Trump tax plan like we were talking about earlier. And I think the Fed would like to see that. Yellen, you know, talked about that when she testified in front of Congress.
Is the Fed being too hesitant in your view, though?
Well, I mean, it's the Fed, you know, the last thing they want to do is raise rates and be like, oh, man, we shouldn't have done that. Because, again, you know, the economy in the fourth quarter was all of 1.9%. And we've got, you know, data points that say that, you know what, it's not looking all that hot in the current quarter either. So, you know, the risk is the Fed moves too soon. And I don't think they want to do that. Plus, I think the timing in May makes more sense. We'll have a lot more economic data. They'll also, hopefully, knock on wood, have some of the tax proposals by Trump and team.
Okay. Is the economy that fragile at the moment? You think that even a...
It's not going to fall off a cliff, no. Okay. Which is why I do think that we can have, you know, 2 or 3 rate hikes during the year. I think the issue is we've just got this unknown out there, which is, you know, what will the formal Trump tax policy be, and what are its implications, you know, for business and the economy and spending, you know, a lot of those factors that tend to drive growth.
One last thing. If this doesn't happen, if there's something that occurs, stalls the entire tax plan from moving forward, what happens then? How dramatic of a hit would we see in your view?
Well, the first question is, you know, I'd have to see what the GDP expectations are for 2018, but they would go lower. And I think from a stock market perspective, I think that would give us reason not to crash, because the economy's not, you know, falling apart. We're not heading towards a recession anytime soon, which to me says that the market is the market a little bit ahead of itself, thinking things might happen sooner than they might? Yes. We could see it pull back, you know, and a pullback to me is 3 to 5, 3 to 6%, something like that. That for investors would actually be a good thing.
Yeah. Are you going to be buying at that point then?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not buying now, are you?
No. In fact, in one of the services I won, Ron, we actually trimmed a couple positions back today using strength in the market.
Okay. This is the time. We're all-time highs, basically. So, Chris Versace, Chief Investment Officer at Tematica Group, and his book. Check out the book, Cocktail Investing, Distilling Everyday Noise into Clear Investment Signals for Better Returns. And Chris, I'll have to have you back to talk about the book. It'd be great to have you back. Thanks for joining us at WILS.
I look forward to that. Thank you.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.